You are watching a master at work.
Truth Nation, get ready for the greatest 60 minutes in radio. Giving you his authentic and bold opinions. Bringing you all the information, entertainment, and conversations you gotta hear. From local issues to trending topics and headline news, it is time for Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, 1017thetruth.com, and streaming live on YouTube. Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is your award-winning host, Kyle Wallace.
Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your host, The Truth to Power, Kyle Wallace, and I'm coming to you live. Yes, live. Here go another one. Oh my gosh. From the American, oh my gosh, American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. You can call in, text in at 833-212-1017. Also, you can watch the stream as live on YouTube by going to 1017thetruth.com. That is 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you give us a like. Make sure you give us a subscribe as well, as we are on our road to 5,000. Yes, 5,000 subscribers here today. Now, I am excited because I am joined again this Wednesday, so I'm joined by the one and only Dame LZ. What's happening, Dame?
Yes, sir. Happy to be here. It's been a minute.
Happy to have you here.
Because I was on for Tory.
Yeah, you was on for a whole week plus.
Right. And so I missed you that week.
Yeah, so we took some time, and you was on for a week plus, and then last week I was like, brother, go ahead, handle
right.
What you got to handle.
You know, it's a busy life for me right now.
It is a busy life for you. Shout out to Rhea Riley holding it down on the ones and the twos.
Top of the afternoon.
And shout out to you, Truth Nation. Now, we going to get into some stuff. We are, but I want to talk about workplace professionalism and workplace etiquette and things you know, the do's and don'ts in a workplace. Now, the reason why I bring this up is simply because of the fact that we had an email that got sent out, right? We have a great partner at Palermo's. And our partner at Palermo's does some things that, you know, we get to do some behind the scenes stuff, right? And so with that, there is a full company wide here going, no, stop it. Jeez Louise, what's wrong with these people?
You sit down. Popping up while you're talking about them?
It popping up while I'm talking about it. It's crazy.
Balls.
And so, and I don't even know who half these people is. In an email I quote says, Palermo's is looking for GKB teammates to help out. If you're one of the first 20 people to respond, you'll get 2 single-serve pizzas to take home free for dinner. All you have to do is cook them. Let me know if you're interested. First come, first serve. Now, if you got an email like that, are you replying all, or are you just replying to the person?
I'm replying to the person.
Well, in our office, somebody replied yes. You know, replied all yes. And I'm just like, I said, Isaac, here Isaac go. But, you know, Isaac part-time, he not here every day. He here a lot, but he not here every day.
That's
and then
an excuse.
DJ Backdoor Ricky, he replied all as well to everybody.
I replied to being nice.
So you just replied all? Are you? You can't.
Yeah,
even,
I hit reply all.
Can you even go?
Wait, I'm going.
Don't you have the show?
I mean, yeah, but I'm still gotta get my pizza.
So you replied all on purpose?
Yes, because I knew it was gonna irritate Kyle and Carrie.
And then
that's just hilarious.
Yeah, and then another teammate did it, and of course Benjamin did it because Benjamin did it simply because he wanted all the attention. And then another teammate, it got 9 people replying all, and I'm just trying to say, I'm thinking to myself, is workplace etiquette gone? Because you know I'm judging people. You know I'm very much that. I'm like, oh, here go Ricky over here doing that. Look at that. Thank goodness. All 20 spots have been taken. Thank goodness.
Ricky did it on purpose.
I don't think
that's just hilarious.
Do you judge people in the workplace for replying?
I judge people all the time. Workplace, life place, street place, any place. I'm judging you. I am quick to judge.
That is for me, it's taboo. Like, I did it one time on accident, and I felt awful. I said, oh, I didn't mean to do
it. Well, I told you, I did it at work. I worked for City Hall, so when I was at work, I replied all, and everybody replied, you can't do that. That'll put us in trouble for this and that. And so I messed up. And so that I understand the way they jumped on me. But then it's just like, why are you replying all? Maybe they was hungry and they just wanted the pizza.
No, so maybe they don't know how to be professional. So yeah, I'm calling out all. I wanted to reply. I really did. We had an all team meeting and our VP of market, he actually made a comment about it. I wanted to comment that, you know, hey, like, we need to address the fact that everybody replying all. Because I don't know why everybody would reply all. For me, when I did it that one time, I felt bad, but luckily it was more positivity that I was saying. It wasn't anything negative.
This is just greed. People want pizzas.
Yeah, I get it. I want pizza too, but I can't make it to be able to do it because I'm busy during the day. But I just think these young folks, because most of them is young folks outside of Ricky and Benjamin. Everybody else is young, 25 and under.
Okay.
I think they just don't have professional etiquette.
You know, you have to clarify what young is.
Yeah, young is 25 and under. Okay. And then you get those 65 and over who don't know what they're doing. And so for me, I'm just not a fan of the reply all, simply because that's not the purpose of what they're trying to do. You reply by yourself. And I think it's a sign of the times because all these young folks, they slow. They slow. That's all I'm going to say. They just slow.
Call them slow?
Just a little bit.
Okay.
They live. They can't get right.
That's I think
what
it's
it
more
is.
So
they can't get right.
Ricky and Brother Z, I think it's more so they and Rhea. I think it's more so they live in their own world, right? And they don't care how anything affects anyone else, and so they don't care that you're gonna keep getting these reply all emails. They don't give a care.
Yes, on the 1017 The Truth on YouTube. Kawanda said, "I truly dislike that Kyle for real just replied back to the sender only." Yeah. Everything ain't for everybody. When I reply all, I do it on purpose. Like the reply all emails that I send them because it's usually a group type thing that everybody needs to be involved in. This was not a group email. This was an individual respond back if you are available. Don't know everybody need to know all your business.
They wanted people to know that they jumped on the pizzas first. I beat you.
Yeah,
maybe that was it.
It is.
I'm making excuses for them.
No, I just.
But there's really no excuse.
I just had to get it off my chest because I couldn't believe
it. I know. It was burning you up before we came up here. You was. Let me tell y'all, he was outside. Before we got in the studio, he was mad. Anybody that walked past, you see that email? They replied all. You see that? Kyle was upset.
I'm not the only one.
It's not that deep, bro.
It's the direction of what this company is going. This is the future of GKB. If this is the future of GKB, I don't want to be signed up for it. I don't. I won't be signed up for this.
Rhea, if reply all emails is getting this man draws in a bunch, then woo.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
It wasn't the first and the second one. Because the first and the second one, you judging people. But then the ninth one, I mean, come on. At some point, you like, come on, y'all.
You know, a bunch of followers. They just like, well, they did it. I'm going to do it, too.
Yeah, I guess so. But also, what I do want to talk about is a big week is coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
It's the fourth annual.
We've been doing this since, what, 2018,
19,
maybe?
Oh, wow.
We stopped for a couple of years. Well, what we're talking about, y'all, is we're talking about Hip Hop Week MKE. And we stopped a couple years for, I got hype right then. We stopped a couple years for the pandemic, and then last year we couldn't get right last year. So we didn't do it last year because we had a bunch of stipulations that were placed upon us by the city that we had to navigate that we didn't know how to navigate. So it was like, okay, let's take a step back, figure it out, boom, we back. So now we back. You remember in 2023 we did it super big. It was the 50th year of anniversary of hip-hop. And we're doing it again this year, 2025, and it's going between the 17th and the 23rd of August. We got the clips coming in
on
the 17th. We got my man Gat Turner just signed up to do a health Like, he's going to talk about violence in his raps, and he's going to do, like, a Tiny Desk. We're setting that up. Then on Tuesday, we got the Ninth Wonder from, if you all know Ninth Wonder, you know hip-hop. He's the producer from the famed group Little Brother. He's coming in, and he's judging a beat battle on the 19th at the Cooperage. Then on the 20th.
So, wait. So how can you sign up for the beat battle?
Well, the beat battle already got the participants in it, but you can still go to the Cooperage website and get your tickets for the show. The beat battle is going to be the semifinals or the preliminary rounds rather. And then on the 20th, we're having the semifinals and the finals at the Rave, and that's where the Clips are going to be at the Rave.
And the Clips are performing?
The Clips are going to be performing the 17th. I'm getting to the at the Rave on the 20th. We're going to have the beat battle finals, and we're going to have Benny the Butcher performing. The beat battle, and the guy named this producer's name is The Conductor. And if you know The Conductor, he's made beats for Drake and West Side Gun and Benny the Butcher and Conway. He's a real big producer. He's coming in to judge the finals. We got Kia the Rap Princess opening up for Benny. Then on Thursday, we got my man Coach Darvin, who's going to teach us financial literacy.
Coach Darvin.
I'm just giving y'all the ending ones. We got stuff all throughout the day. And then on Friday, we got at the Rave, we got Cypress Hill, Atmosphere, Lupe Fiasco, and Farside.
Oh, wow. Tickets are already on sale?
Yeah, tickets on sale for the stuff at the Rave. All the stuff at the Rave, tickets are on sale. Go to therave.com and get it. Cooperage.com for the battle on Tuesday. But then on Saturday, we got the Fair MKE Run, that's our healthy side of it. Yeah. Run for
forget everything and run.
Right. They're going to meet at the Kumba Coffee House on Saturday at 8 o'clock. Then we have Dawn Blagrove, who works for Emancipate NC. She's going to come in, and she works with my man Ben. What's the dude?
Crump.
She works with him. And so she's going to come in, and she's going to talk about the 14th Amendment, and she's going to do a great job explaining the 14th Amendment to how it affects us as black people and immigrants as well, right? And then what else is on Saturday? Oh, we got Greg Nice coming in. He's selling his cigars. You know Greg Nice. Nice and smooth is funky. I'm giving y'all but he's coming in. He'll be here. Then we got a breakdance battle at Radio Milwaukee. I'm sorry to enter, but that's the building. That's the space where it's going to be. And throughout the week, we got True School doing DJ school. Like, they're going to be teaching people how to DJ. So they got new styles coming in.
Oh, wow.
They got Sway Tracks. They got Sushi Lore. They got all these guys coming in. And they're going to, so if you can sign up on True School's website, you can learn how to DJ throughout the week.
This is a jam-packed week.
It is. And I just gave you the ending, the pillars of each day.
Man, y'all
it's a lot going
y'all
on.
Y'all hooked it up. I mean, y'all got a lot of great artists coming for this. And the Clips just dropped another album.
Yeah,
so,
Clips show is going to be crazy. They were in the Rave, but now they in the ballroom. If you know the Rave, they in the ballroom
what
now.
What day is the Clip? The 17th?
The Clips is 17th. That's Sunday. And we're going to have a press conference at the Rave because the Rave is a big supporter of ours as it involves Hip Hop Week. They'd be like, we go to them, and they'd be like, what did y'all want to do? Like, we don't pay for the Clips. The Rave is paying for them.
Really?
But we tell them this is the time that Hip Hop Week is going
to
be.
And then they get the
And they'd be
to
like,
call.
Okay, let's go see who we can get for y'all in support of this week.
And then so who's going to be on that Friday night again?
Friday night is Cypress Hill, Oof. Atmosphere, Lupe Fiasco, and The Far Side.
That's what's
so
that's, up.
So that's for the older
this
cats.
I guess Lupe is for older cats.
Yeah.
Lupe, I was a kid when Lupe was
popular. You know, Cypress Hill came out. I was young as well. And so it's going to be live.
No, that is fantastic. Where can people find more information about
You can
Hip-Hop
go to
Hip
Hop Week MKE on the city website. You go to the city website, and then you just put in Hip Hop Week, and all of the stuff will come up. It's still got the old stuff on there because we haven't put the new schedule because it's still adding stuff. I just added Gat Turner today. So we still adding stuff, and this thing is like 12, 13 days away. So we still adding stuff. We still putting stuff together, and it's going to be dope.
It sounds like it's going to be dope. Hip Hop Week in Milwaukee. I need to be there.
Yeah, so shout out to Khalif. Shout out to Russ, Khalif Rainey, who started it all, and Russell, who has taken over since Khalif has left the Comic Council, taken over as the Comic Council representative for it. And I've been doing it since the beginning as well, help planning and doing, you know, the work behind the scenes, because that's what I like doing. I like doing the behind the scenes work. So it's been a great job, man. And y'all just make sure y'all come out and support. and show love for hip hop in the city of Milwaukee so we can keep doing this.
I love that. I love that. I love that. The Hip Hop Week coming up in 2 weeks here in Milwaukee starting on August 17th. Make sure y'all go to hiphopweek.com.
Yep.
Hiphopweek.com to get more information.
But go to the city website and then just put in Hip Hop Week.
Go to the city website, Hip Hop Week, or go to Google Hip Hop Week Milwaukee, yep, and you will find more information about the jam-packed week of music and paying homage and honoring and loving everything, yep, about community and
educational
what,
yeah, stuff as well.
And
so,
everything. So make sure y'all go ahead and
I missed something.
Go ahead.
I knew I missed something. On Wednesday and Friday in the morning, we got spin classes at Spin MKE.
Oh, with the bikes.
With the bikes. So got they it. Have a DJ set up and everything, and then people come in. So you got to go on Spin MKE to register. You got to go to True School to register for their DJ stuff. You got to go to Fear MKE to register for the run. But stay involved, y'all.
Stay involved indeed. Now, on the other side in 3 minutes, I'm going to ask Dame about a scenario.
Okay.
A scenario about if somebody you were dating and or you were engaged to, if they told you they need to get it out their system before they get married, would you still keep them around? 833-212-1017. There was something that was floating around social media about a gentleman who was engaged and getting ready to get married, and he asked his fiance if he could get it out of his system before they get married, and then he will be faithful after. I want to know how Dane would have reacted. I want to know how Rhea would have reacted. I'll show how I react to that. But I also want to know how Truth Nation will react to that. 833-212-1017. Do you give somebody a pass before they put the ring officially on their finger? This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. Dame has some experience being married, a man who was married.
Yeah.
So he can talk about married life, and Rhea and I can talk about the future of our lives and what we would or wouldn't allow. But we want to hear from y'all as well. Again, this is Truth to Power with Kyle Walsh. You can watch and stream us live on YouTube by going to 1017 The Truth on YouTube. But we're going to find out if it's okay to have a hall pass before you get married.
More of Truth to Power is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. I'm Kyle Wallace, the host of Truth to Power, and we're coming live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue here in downtown Milwaukee. I am joined by the incredible Dame LZ.
Brother, I'm happy to be here.
As he is planning Hip Hop Week here in Milwaukee that takes place starting August 17th. Shout out to Rhea as well. But Truth Nation, 833-212-1017. I was intrigued by this, and I didn't really want to tackle it by myself because I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if I want to share my thoughts by myself. I'm not that experienced, right? I'm a man. I've never been married before. And so I said I really can't speak to this. But it was intriguing to me because when I was on social media and I was seeing it, the way that the story starts is that this young lady was on social media scrolling. We all scroll on the social media. And if you like me, I got called a ghost follower. You know what a ghost follower is, Dan?
Yeah.
A ghost follower, for those who don't know, is somebody who will look at stuff and see stuff, but don't like it, don't react to it. Which
no
I don't
reactions.
Really, I really don't react to it, right? And especially if I see some rump shaking, I just keep scrolling. I love my baby girl. I love her rump. But, you know, I may
come
go
on,
a little
man.
Bit slower and then keep going. Like, ugh, get that rump out of here. How is that
Do you
smut?
Have a cap button back there?
How
that
is
we could
that
be like, that's
smut?
Right.
On my timeline. I keep going. I think men are stupid. You know what's crazy? Instagram was telling you now. When I go and I see what people like, you know, y'all, I don't know, Dame, you know you can see what other people like.
You can see that now.
Rhea, you know, when I see
you know,
people,
they took that away.
No, it's
used
back
to,
now.
It used to be, and it got people in trouble.
It's going
to
get people in trouble
And it would show up. Like, if you went and looked, you could see
oh,
all
the
of the
thing,
stuff
yeah, on
that
Facebook.
Your friends
yeah,
liked and
I
this, that, and
that.
The other.
Yeah.
Even on Instagram. And now they took it away, but now they put it back.
So if you go to a video, you see a yeah. video, it shows you who liked it. So I done
who
seen
your
some,
friend group have liked it.
I done seen yeah. some folks who I know. I'm like, oh, I know that man ain't liking that, boy. That's Come on now. Look, but don't touch. You can't double tap.
You can't like it, though.
If it ain't, listen, if especially it ain't my girl, I ain't double tapping.
If you're
nothing.
In a relationship, you can't be liking all the butt shaking and stuff.
Nah, hell no.
You know, just start you a separate account.
And oh, wow.
A ghost account. And, you know, my kids do it. They do it. Because they think we stupid. My kids think we stupid. So they start an account, and they'll be this would be their open account. And then they'll have a secret account.
Like their Finsta.
Yeah. The Finsta, right. The fake Instagram, right? They'll do that, right? And then they think we don't know it, but that's we see wild. It. I just let them have it. Have at it, you know?
That is wild stuff.
I respect your privacy. So back to what you were saying.
So I was on social media, and this young lady was on social media, and she decided she was going to expose this gentleman. So she had been talking to this guy, going on dates with this guy, hooking up with this guy. And then she was on social media, and to her surprise, she saw pictures of him at a wedding. She could not believe that the brother she was hooking up with was having pictures on social media.
That's crazy.
At his wedding. And so she decided she was going to air them out. I usually don't do this, but she decided she was going to air them out. I've been seeing this man for this long, and then I go on social media, and all of a sudden I see him getting married. I'm just looking out for sis because I don't want her to get hurt, and I think she needs to know. Now, the crazy part about this is this. Rhea, what do you think sis did when she all the noise got to her? Do you think sis who got married, do you think she dumped her man? Do you think she responded? What do you think she did?
I definitely don't think she dumped him, and I do think she responded.
She responded and said, yeah, I knew all about you, and I thought it was okay, because she believed that since they were not married, they came to an agreement, peep this day, that she was going to let him get it out of his system before he got married, because he promised once they get married, it's you and only Luke. You. I don't know why you. What you mean? You don't believe in the brother's word?
Do you?
Absolutely not.
He promised that he was going to find side pieces. He followed through on finding a side piece. And now he promised he was going to marry her. He followed through on marrying her. What makes you think this brother ain't going to follow through? Everything that he said he was going to do, he did. He got her a ring. He found him a side piece. He followed through with the wedding. And so I think the brother going to follow through dropping a side piece.
Do we know how long they've been married now?
Oh, they just got married. It's fresh.
Yeah.
It's fresh. Dame, now I want to ask you.
Yeah. Let me just say this. I have five daughters. And so in that full starting five,
only got Y X's coming out of you.
Yeah,
huh?
That's, you know. But, you know, I was talking to my man. We'll talk about that later. Don't get me off. What I'm saying is this. If a man can't be faithful to you before you jump the broom, there is a 99% chance he's not going to be faithful to you after you jump the broom.
Oh, wow.
There's nothing that is going to change in that man that is, okay, now I'm married. And because I'm married, I am going to do, you know, I'm going to be Heathcliff Huxtable. You know? And that may be a bad analogy.
Bill Cosby.
Well, yeah. I'm talking about the character
maybe
of Heathcliff.
Maybe Cliff, not Bill.
I'm talking
not
about
Bill.
The character of Heathcliff, not Bill. Separate the art from life. And so when I say that, I'm like, and that goes for men too. If a woman is telling you, oh, I just got to get it out of my system, baby, and I got to go through my whole phase, then she, oh, ain't no phase. If it's in her, then accept it as it's in her. If it's in him, accept it as it's in him. Too many times we don't accept people for who they are. And I've been a hoe before. And
garden
I know
tool,
that.
Garden tool.
I've been a garden tool before, you know, and if that's who they're going to be, that's who they're going to be. And then I decided that wasn't who I wanted to be anymore. You know what I mean? But you just can't accept someone's word at that. I tell people that all the time. Like, if you're in a relationship and somebody cheats on you and something happens, you can't just accept their word as if, oh, baby, I'm better now. I learned to err in my way. No, they got to put in the work.
I want to hear from yours because you have five daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And you being a man, I'm sure, knowing your personality, is you put them on all of the game. But I'm going to get to these calls. 833-212-1017. Would you allow your significant other, if you were engaged to this person, would you allow them to have a hall pass, or would you even allow your husband or your wife to have a hall pass? 833-212-1017. This is based off a scenario that went viral of the side piece, not knowing that she was a side piece, was shocked to see that her man she was talking to was actually getting married to another woman, and the woman he got married to said, yeah, I knew about you, and I allowed for this to happen because he said he was going to cut you off once the wedding took place. 833-212-1017. I want to know, would you allow for a hall pass? Mickey in Milwaukee, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
Hey, how y'all doing? So, I mean, I'm not with that. Like, if you talking about you just need to get it out your system, you need to get me out your system, too, because you gonna, you do it once, like you said, you're going to do it again. Like, that's not cool. I've been in that same situation. I was the side piece, and I was dealing with this Nigerian dude, and he had a whole wife. They had their little Nigerian wedding on Instagram. And we've been talking for like 8 months, so I felt the need to write her and let her know, like, this is what he doing.
Oh,
he
no,
my
no,
ring,
you,
da, da, da.
You, no, you gonna
you
ruin
blew up
my
the spot.
Like, you was gonna ruin the whole
for that.
Wait
I didn't
minute.
Know anything.
Damn. You the enemy. You the enemy.
She blew up the spot.
Oh, my God.
No, I didn't know anything about him having a wife, so, like, we was just, you know, we were, like, dating type stuff, so for him to leave... I feel like that's a huge thing to leave out. Like, you could have at least told me that.
Mickey.
That way I would have had an option to still keep talking to you.
I'll
know?
Tell you. Now, Mickey,
left that part out.
I'm assuming the Nigerian wife. What, or just wife. What did the wife say? Did she ever respond to you?
No. She just looked at it, and she took all their pictures and stuff off her Instagram.
And
I never, I did this because he ghosted me. He stopped texting me back. He stopped.
So let me ask you this,
Mickey.
Wait, you only did it because he ghosted you.
Exactly. So if he would have kept talking to you, you would have been okay with what was going on. But it's because he ghosted you.
See, I was left in the dark on the him being married part. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
But if he had told you, this is just for, you know, theoretical reasons here. If he had told you that, you know, at some point, hey, I'm getting married and this is what's happening, and he left the decision up to you at that point, would you have said, all right, I respect that and we can still do what we're doing? But because he went ghost on you and didn't tell you anything, you decided that wasn't the case. So I guess my question again is, if he had told you, would you have been down? And be honest.
I don't know. It depends. Because he was helping me pay my rent.
That
know,
means
and
yes.
I got kids, so he was helping with my kids,
that
too.
Means
so
yes.
I might have still kept talking
hey,
to him.
Mickey, that you means kept it 100. Yes. Mickey,
I respect that.
I was the side piece. I didn't know it now. I didn't know I was the side piece.
Uh-oh.
And this was years ago. I was young. I was young.
We
she
all played a position.
And I was the side piece. I did not know that I was the home wrecker. And had she told me I was the side piece, I probably would have kept, you know, I would say, well, it is what it is. That's between y'all two. I was 21 years old.
But you would have known. See, the key is.
Whatever they got going on in their relationship ain't got nothing to do with me. I remember she invited me and him to her birthday party.
Oh, no.
Oh,
and then she
God.
Said, oh, yeah, he's just one of our friends. I said, oh.
I've been there.
Wasn't
you would have continued, Kyle? It's crazy.
Hell yeah. What you mean?
But see, Matt, listen, Rhea,
I owe him nothing.
Listen,
thank you, Mickey.
Rhea,
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mickey. Rhea, you continue, but you continue with the knowledge of knowing the position you're in. So that means, okay, I'm not putting my emotions into this woman. I'm not doing all of this other stuff. I'm not finna be out here cutting her grass or doing some stuff or helping her with stuff. That ain't my position. My position is I am the plumber, and that's what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying?
He had a clog. He had to unclog.
Who I am.
The stuff.
And so in that situation, it's different. But even then, it's not okay because you still have to realize you're allowing yourself to be used by someone else.
Marriage is different.
But I say we all at some point play either side. You either the one that got cheated on. You're the one that's cheating. Or you're the side piece, and when you
Negro.
No, Rhea,
at some point in your life, you're gonna do that,
Rhea,
even if you don't know it.
Rhea, I promise you, you've either been cheated on, you've been the side piece, and you didn't know it. We've all been in scenarios where
yes.
you find out that because if you've ever been talking to a man and then all of a sudden he stops talking to you and then you see him with another woman, you know what that means.
Right.
That means he had two of them, and more than likely the other one was either in the lead or the other one he was talking to as the main one, and you was the appetizer. I was the appetizer, a delicious appetizer, but I was the appetizer.
But I would still see myself out of that. I don't be part of your mess.
I mean,
oh, yeah.
It depends on, I mean, at 20, you're 28 now?
No.
Don't put her age on
here. at your age, though, it all depends. If you're not 30 yet. So, I mean, at 30, you got to let it go. But if you 26, 25, 25 should be the cutoff. 26, maybe. But when I was 21 years old, I didn't care about this other brother. Why would I be concerned about that?
You know,
I wasn't finna marry this girl.
The problem is a lot of times in our culture and in our music and movies, it's okay. You know, everybody's like, well, I'm gonna hit your chick. I want your chick. And that's, you know, true. Even going back to LL, he's gotta handle competition. Things like that. It's like
Mr. Take Your Girl.
We've desensitized ourselves to that and don't understand the ramifications of it. That's why I say at some point everybody's going to play one of those 3 points of that triangle, and then you understand that person's point of view, and after you've played all 3 points, you're like, I'm never getting involved in no mess like that again.
So what I'm hearing is that y'all are, if everyone jumps off a cliff, you're jumping too.
No, that's
you
different.
Love a clock toilet just so you can unclog it.
Rhea, let me tell you
and you
something.
You don't know how to protect your own piece.
Let me tell you something, Rhea. Jumping off a cliff don't feel as good as being a side piece. Okay, I'm just gonna tell you that now. Jumping off a cliff may be deadly. Being a side piece, that's
And in certain situations, when I was in that position, and in certain situations when you are in that position, that is your piece, because you don't want to have to deal with being in a relationship is hard. So you don't want to have to deal with being in a relationship. You don't want to have to deal with all of that stuff. You don't want to have to deal. So you deal with this person until you decide you want to be in a relationship. And then when you be in a relationship, you're like, okay, I'm not dealing with that no more. But being in a relationship is hard. It's not easy. And sometimes it's the easiest route is, hey, you and I, we can hang out, we can kick it, but it's nothing serious with us. So go do whatever you're going to do. I'm going to do whatever I'm going to do, and we're going to do it not together all the time.
And I do think there's an age range where they need to stop. That's me personally. Everybody has their own. And we're going to get to
it.
We got Al, we got Winky Blue, we're going to get to them. But I do want to put out there quickly before we get to them, we got to get the break, is for me and you, Dave, would you allow for your significant other, or would you allow for yourself? To either would you ask for a hall pass, or would you allow for your significant other to have a hall pass before you got married?
Hell no.
I'm in the same boat. Two reasons. For me, I couldn't do it simply because of the fact that I have shame, and I couldn't walk around kissing my woman knowing I done kissed another woman. Like that to me would make me sick to my stomach.
It wouldn't
and even if they said yeah, it wouldn't make you sick.
No. I have in that situation, you know, and I've been through that situation. It doesn't make you sick.
Wait a minute, Dave. We're going to get into that. You do not. If you listening, don't. If you young,
I'm
like
just
me,
being honest. I'm 50. I've been through all of this.
Dave is a bad influence on these young brothers. It would make me sick to my stomach. I couldn't allow for my woman also to be, you know, coming home.
Now that'll make
a certain
you sick
way
thinking
because
about
with
that.
Somebody else. Yeah, that's interesting.
That'll make you sick thinking about your woman with some other man.
But y'all don't mind being the side piece. This is crazy.
833-212-1017.
This is the mentality of men we're talking here.
I don't know. These women be felines as well. We just heard from the wonderful woman that just called. She kept it real. I like the fact that she kept 100. This is just human nature. But we'll get your calls. We'll get your texts. We're talking about, would you allow for your significant other to have a hall pass before you got married? Would you allow for them to have a hall pass before they got married if they promised to cut the person off once y'all did get married? 833-212-1017, Truth Talk, the text line. I see y'all on YouTube. We'll read some of your texts. But again, this is Truth to Power. We got Al, Winky Blue, and we take your calls and texts next.
Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
Associated Bank Sports Update on 101.7 The Truth is powered by ESPN Milwaukee. I'm Nazir Spencer. The Brewers beat the Braves for the second time in a row, continuing their win streak at 6 games. The Brewers are marking the best 60-game stretch in franchise history, 44-16.
You won't see a pitcher make a much better play than Anderson just did, scrambling off the mound, barehanding it, and throwing to first to retire White and to finish this game off for the crew. 7-2, your final. The Brewers now 25 games above 500. It is the quickest they've ever gotten to that mark in any season.
The Brewers sit atop the MLB rankings at 69-44. The Packers host their first preseason game this upcoming Saturday against the Jets at 7 p.m. This sports update brought to you by Associated Bank, proudly supporting your hometown teams. Member FDIC.
It is Truth to Power on 101.7 The Truth, the Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Make game day a dream day for the whole family at Parking Lot Patio during Kids Day. Before first pitch, head to the clock tower entrance outside American Family Field and let the fun begin. From face painting and temporary tattoos to photo ops, yard games, free giveaways, live music from local DJs, and so much more, it is a perfect pregame stop for the whole family. So come early and have fun and make it a day to remember, all thanks to American Family Insurance. And if you're looking to get home owner's insurance or car insurance, you know who to go to, amfam.com. That is amfam.com. This is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We are talking about whether or not you would allow for your significant other who you're engaged to or married to have a hall pass. This all stems from a story on social media where a young woman was the side piece and did not know it. She goes on social media. She sees the man that she thought was her man at a wedding getting married, and the woman who he married responded to her on social media saying, "I knew about you and I allowed him to do it because I wanted him to get it out his system." 833-212-1017. Would you allow your significant other to get it out their system? I said, absolutely not. I would not allow that, nor would I want that. Dame says,
no.
Absolutely not. No way. But Truth Nation, we want to hear from you. Winky Blue, you're an award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What are your thoughts on this conversation?
Hey, this is a real intriguing conversation. You know something? I just want to ask a question. Are you married, Kyle?
I am not married, but I will be one day.
What about my big brother, Dane, you married?
No, sir.
Okay. Well,
Winky, really quickly, are you married before you go? And also, can you get closer to your phone? But are you married as well?
Let me take you off the speaker.
Thank you, sir.
Sure, I've been down that route. Let me say this to you. It's the same thing as if a person go have a bachelor party. If he goes out and she doesn't know he's going to go have a bachelor party, who knows what goes on in the bachelor party? I mean, you've committed to sin in your heart when you look up on this beautiful damsel dancing before you and she rubbing herself all on your knees and you giving that commission. And the lady that called over there, called the other lady, is jealous and mad. She's a hater. She couldn't accept my man moved around, and she wanted to destroy that. And for the Nigerian lady, I mean, the lady that was dating a Nigerian, now, if that was a Nigerian wedding, it probably didn't even register here. They probably didn't even get the proper paperwork here unless that lady is a United States citizen. And she might have took down that paperwork, them pictures, because she was embarrassing. Because guess what? If she's not a Christian, Nigerian, he can probably have five or six wives. So she was just a part of the picture. You know, she was just in the photograph. You know, but what's the difference between having a bachelor party and getting it out? Besides, one is long term. And guess what, brothers? When this stuff is going to probably keep going on, but there's an adultery law, especially in Wisconsin, that if once you get married and she having adultery or he having adultery, if the two people, the hater, get together with the wife and they go downtown, man, that's a felony, man. I had to get my boy out of jail. It was $500 to get him out. Okay.
Wait a minute. Somebody got locked up for cheating?
For adultery. I shouldn't be talking because everybody be in jail, man. Even when they don't even know that that's on our books.
Don't put it out here. You're going to have a lot of dudes locked up in jail. Yeah. Salties all be out. So, Winky, so really quickly, before we got to go on, would you or would you not allow for your significant other to have a hall pass?
Well, she probably done had a hall pass if she was me, man, because I believe in moving around like that.
We just going
to stop it and try to do whatever we... Hey, man, it's the lust of the flesh, man.
Well, you know, Winky, I didn't know you was a swinger, but more respect to you. Ain't nothing wrong. Listen, not for me, but Winky, if you could swing, go ahead and swing.
Hey, that's one of the first times I agree with Winky in that call right there. And it was, you know, he's right. To a certain degree, you know, the bachelor party is one thing. Because it's a one night thing, it's a short haul pass.
But no, listen,
it's going to the bathroom.
Ain't no bachelor party nowadays. Listen, if you plan on going to your bachelor party and cheating or thinking it's a hall pass, I don't even want a lap dance. I don't even want a lap dance.
Get this dude out of here. Who is this guy?
You need to leave. What you mean?
Get him out of here. Okay, see, now you're just proving another point of mine that I have.
What
women like being lied to. She wants you to tell her that. She likes being lied to, as opposed to me that's going to be like, if I have a bachelor party, it's going down. No, but that don't mean it's going all the way down, because I will say I've had bachelor parties.
I've been to
I was married
party.
For 17 years. My bachelor party is more for, if you've been in a bachelor party, it's more for your friends to have their last chance of kicking it with you as a an unmarried person. I sat outside while they was downstairs with the, you know, had with the strippers and doing whatever. I'm on the porch and people walking up like, dang, why are you outside? I'm like, man, I'm just chilling.
My experience with bachelor parties.
That's not how that works.
I know, but I'm telling you, this is how bachelor parties, all of the bachelor parties I've been to have been that exact way.
Now, I haven't been to too many bachelor parties, but they have not been that way. They
have
not been that way. We went to a strip club for the food. Went for the food.
This is what you want to hear, huh?
And it was not. I'm being so serious.
This is what the women want.
We was in there for about 10 minutes, and I forgot.
I'm
what
about
the white
to take
boy,
my headphones.
The
off.
One white boy who was with us, I forgot his name already, but the one white boy, they was dancing all around the white boy, and we said, I don't know what Andrew, so I forgot what the name was. I'm not gonna remember, Rhea. But we ended up leaving after 10 minutes. I'm not interested in that because I'm not interested in the tease when I got the real thing at home. 833-212-1017.
Somebody smack Kyle.
You're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What are your thoughts on this conversation?
I'm gonna say absolutely, and I want to watch because what he or she don't do will never hurt you. Furthermore, the side pieces keep the relationship together.
Now I've heard that before.
And if there are terms and conditions, the side piece would never be exposed. See, people get exposed for being messy. And the best side pieces actually are in the church. And the best benefits is from the bishop, not the deacon, because the deacon was saved. You want to go to the person who got access to the money, not the deacon. So, hey, I'm all for it.
Okay.
I'd rather be a side piece because I can get everything I want without saying I do. Mm. It's per diem as needed.
See, that's how some people think.
Wait, side piece is getting per diem.
Side pieces, they think in most cases are getting, you know, somebody's paying a bill, they're doing something, whatever. Let me tell you something. I went, and it wasn't a side piece situation. I just wanted to date this young woman. But I went to her house and we had a whole conversation, and she presented it to me as a business meeting. She was like, you know, you see this dog right here, right? Somebody bought this dog. You see this, somebody did that. What are you going to do? I said, I'm finna leave. And I got up and left. But I'm just saying, some people think like that.
This is wild. 833-212-1017. Ron on the South Side, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What are your thoughts on bachelor parties?
Thanks for taking my call, Kyle. Man, I didn't know you was a prude, man, and I don't know if you being real or not.
He's okay, not being
I'm
real.
With you. I can't believe. No, I don't know your heart. I don't know nothing like that. But I gotta be open. I've never been to a bachelor party. Okay, I've never been to one. I've been invited to plenty of them, but as a married man, I was like, nah, I don't need to go to no bachelor party. Okay. Not that I'm going to be tempted and all that stuff. It just never was in me. But to sit there and be like, you know, you have a problem with guys who, like, you call it a tip of the hall pass. Now, I do know that some of the guys who have bachelor parties, their girls be allowing them to go in to get their last little thing. So when Dame there, right? Dame said that he was out there outside kicking it.
Yeah.
At the bachelor party.
Yeah.
Yeah, some guys do that. It is for your friends. It is for your friends to go ahead and kick it with you as a passing thing. Yeah, but to be real with you, it's not really like that. Some of the dudes be going in there and getting their last showing their oats before they get the ring on their finger, and that's where I have a problem with it because to me that's cheating. Me, that's cheat. To me.
I agree.
But that's why I got. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Really quickly, I will say there was one time a long time ago, somebody was somebody I know was getting married, and this is when I was young. So somebody who I knew was getting married, and I remember hearing a story about how he was getting married, but he didn't look like he was ready to get married, and he got a divorce. And for those who say, and so for somebody says, Kyle really approved, my friend just texting. He ain't lying. Kyle is approved. You said what?
Said let him be.
I was called. You know, I'm a good wholesome. I'm a good wholesome man. What can I say? I'm a good.
See, Rhea, you like being lied to.
I'm that is lied to. Clear. I respect the sanctity of marriage. Clearly,
you
the
like
only one here that's
lied
doing that.
To. You don't want to see. No. If you had to choose between me and Kyle, you would definitely pick Kyle because he's gonna lie to you. I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. I'm gonna be like, I've been in these streets.
Rhea, do you like surprises?
I'm gonna tell you who I've been with. I'm gonna tell you what I did with him, and I'm gonna because I don't want nobody else to tell you what I've been with or who I've been with. You
know, I don't like any surprises like that. I like a good, like, wholesome surprise, but I'm not rocking with none of y'all.
See? She won't be lied to.
833-212-1017. I'll read your text. I'll read some of y'all chats on 1017 The Truth on YouTube, and I'll let Dame and I, we'll share our final thoughts on the other side, and Dame can talk about how he knows so much about this. This is Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. In 3 minutes, we'll hear from Dame.
You are listening to Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace on 1017 The Truth and The Truth app. Catch Truth to Power every weekday from noon to 1 p.m. You are listening to Truth to Power on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 1017 The Truth on YouTube.
1, 2, 3. Ho!
It is Truth to Power here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. We were talking today.
Yo.
Dame LZ joined me today, and we were talking about a story where a woman found out she was the side piece. She tried to tell the wife, and the wife said, I ain't worried about it. We had an agreement once we got married that he was going to drop you. That's why you have been dropped. And we wanted to know, would you allow for your significant other to have a side piece before you got married? Dame, what are your final thoughts on today's conversation?
You trying to air me out? Like, why do you know so much about this?
I'm not trying to air you out.
I was married at 22. I was the first one of my crew to get married. We had the bachelor party. I'm sitting outside. The marriage ended up not working. We were married for 17 years. Things happened during the course of that. And after that, you go through. You're out here dating. And you go through all of those points. You're either the one that's being cheated on, you're either the one that's doing the cheating, or the last one. I can't remember the last one. But you go through all of those points, right? Or you're the cheater, the side piece. You go through all of that. And when you go through that, you learn. And what I've learned is I don't want to be that person in that triangle ever again. And after you go through it, you learn that. So to say it's okay for your spouse to go out and get it in, you're putting yourself in that triangle because he's not going to stop. And now he thinks it's okay because you just gave him the hard pass.
I do actually believe that I wouldn't know. But I do believe if somebody gave you their word saying they were going to stop, I mean, I do think there's a chance that they could stop. Now, they could stop temporarily or they could stop forever because I do know situations where people have stopped once they got married, right?
I got a bridge I want to sell you.
Well, I got a guy who I know who, well, never mind.
Yeah, don't air him out.
No, this is years ago. Yeah.
Look, Kyle up here just trying to air people out.
No,
lying.
No.
He's been up here lying and airing people out.
He's good now, though. He's faithful now. Before they got married, he wasn't always faithful. They got married, and he's completely faithful. I mean, how they met each other was he, back in college, cheated on with her, and now they're together. But anyways, I guess my final thought is let this be a lesson for everybody. Just let your side piece know. Let your side piece know, and then let everything play out. But also, be faithful to the one that you love. This has been Truth to Power with Kyle Wallace. Thank you so much to Dame LZ.
Thank you
so much to Rhea Riley. And thank you to you, Truth Nation. The Tory Lowe Show is up next with 1 to 4. Peace out. I will see y'all tomorrow. Thank you, Truth Nation.